I'm not this, no, I'm not gonna see anybody seriously ill, I'm not ill with leukemia. He apparently fainted, he was playing tennis, had a faint, so I guess over the weekend. Nobody knows it. It's not generally known, but he's, looked in, which is why he wasn't in Henry's briefing. Pretty sure. Bill Rogers just called you, asked for 5 minutes with you, he met with Matthew, and that's the news he wants to relate to you. They want me to call him, so. Yeah. Phone call sheet coming in or anything.
Oh. Sorry, I'm calling over the phone.
But, yeah. Also, Henry is urging that you, Henry, and Rogers meet tomorrow on reviewing the U.S. position on China representation.
Well, I'll tell him we meet tomorrow on the China replacement meeting.
Yep, you can do it today, which is setting a little.
Good.
so it's a very strong, favorable reaction. It's not really. So the State of the Union, for instance, asking the same reaction of a 73% favorable.
This is 68.
20 unfavorable.
What is it, 68?
Well, the policy report was 57.
It's still very strong.
Yeah, it is. It's stronger than anything except the State of the Union. And the State of the Union, there was a lower awareness,
very small audience.
Do you personally believe it's a good thing that President Nixon has decided to visit China, or is it 57 good things, 20% bad things? This is of everybody, not just those that are aware. Well, I was split by that.
Well, that's good. We've got a positive thing going for us.
And we tried a different question that didn't work. We said, do you think most other Americans, such as your friends and neighbors, favor Nixon making a trip to China, or don't they? 36 favor, 20 don't favor, 44 don't know. There's people out there that don't know what my neighbors think of the meeting. In general, do you think opening up more normal relations between U.S. and communist China will be more likely or less likely to lead to world peace? More likely 68, less likely 13. So they see the peace thing. No difference, 8. As a result of President Nixon's opening up discussion to see what the public plans, you personally regard him more favorably as a world leader, less favorably, it doesn't make any difference. More favorably 45, less 11, no difference 36. So they, at least in their own mind, they see it as a favorable thing. Then he said, I'll give you the names of different men in various positions in government. I'd like you to rate each one of them on how capable you think he would be conducting negotiations and relations with communist China. We purposely shifted back and forth between communist China and People's Republic of China.
Okay. Now I see you look.